AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's urging U.S. oil executives to rush back into Venezuela. Saka Magani reports it's a bid to revive America's ability to tap into the country's vast petroleum reserves.
The president's trying to secure $100 billion in private investments in Venezuela while hosting more than a dozen oil company executives at the White House.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security.
He assured them they will not have to tangle with Venezuela. Authorities.
You're dealing with us directly. You're not dealing with Venezuela at all. We don't want you to deal with Venezuela.
The meeting came hours after the U.S. seized a fifth tanker linked to Venezuelan oil over the past month, reflecting a Trump push to fully control the nation's petroleum. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Minnesota prosecutor is calling on members of the public to send any video or other evidence they may have of an ICE officer's fatal shooting of Renee Good directly to local investigators. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office has collaborated effectively with the FBI in past cases, but she's concerned by the Trump administration's effort to keep the investigation in federal hands. President Trump asked about that.
They're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed. It's got an incompetent governor.
European leaders are urging Iran to allow its citizens to demonstrate without reprisal after Iran's supreme leader signaled a crackdown on protesters may be coming. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying they're ruining their own streets for President Trump, who said he would come to their aid. Activists say at least 62 people have been killed since the protests began in late December over Iran's ailing economy. And Russia's used its new hypersonic missile against Ukraine for a second time, targeting the western Lviv region, close to a military base in neighboring Poland. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has a story of stolen bones.
A Pennsylvania man was arrested this week for stealing more than 100 human skulls, mummified hands and feet, two decomposing torsos, and other skeletal items, including one with a pacemaker still attached. Christy Cole went to the Mount Moriah Cemetery on the outskirts of Philadelphia to make sure that her family's grave had not been desecrated.
So they're all in the ground, and it seems like everybody that has been desecrated is in a mausoleum and above ground.
Cole, shocked by the case.
It aches. It's yucky. I mean, anybody finding out, we think that, you know, we're going to rest in peace and be okay there.
Cole is still trying to remain positive.
It's their landing space of their body, not their soul. So there's peace in that, but it hurts.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.